Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here, Cheesehead TV, with your Packers daily chat, social channels, what have you. It's Thursday. We still got 2 weeks until the draft. Hopefully you're checking out the Cheesehead TV draft guide, diving in, taking a look at all the breakdowns and whatnot Cheesehead TV has to offer. It's good stuff. If you haven't got yours yet, head to cheeseheadtv.com. There's a link right at the top. It says draft guide. Can't miss it. Go buy it, download it, dive in. Tons of goodness. Hello to everybody in the comment section. Big B is here after his disappointing finish out of the top 10 in trivia yesterday. Big B, what happened, buddy? Oh, my goodness. Not great. Scott Williams, Aaron, do you think we take a cornerback in the first two rounds? Is there enough depth to wait? I think there is depth. I do suspect, though, they will be taking a corner in the first two rounds. I would be surprised if that doesn't happen. I'd probably prefer they took a defensive tackle or a defensive end, but that's just me because I'm crazy. But yeah, I do think a corner, there's a good bet they'll take a corner either at 29 or on day two. Morning, Nags. Morning, Ben. How are you? Fred, good morning. How are you? My lighting is dramatic. I know. Tell me about it. Usually I have the sun streaming through my big window here that kind of offsets my one light. So things are a bit dramatic here with the shadow and everything. Good morning. Happy day from Oregon. What's up, John? How are you? Where's the draft being held this year? In Cleveland. Cleveland, Ohio. What are Jordan Love's strengths and weaknesses coming out of college? That's a good question, Ben. All the arm strength in the world. Can make every throw from anywhere on the field. He's one of those guys where if he's rolling to his left and there's a guy flying up the right sideline, he can make that throw. The 15-yard out, the deep out from the far hash, he can make that throw. Where he really got into trouble his senior year was locking on to his initial read, forcing throws. He's the thing that people kind of never put into perspective about his senior season is how much he lost, not only as far as teammates around him. The offensive line was very different. His pass catchers were very different, but he had a new coaching staff, a new offense, etc. That's not to dismiss the problems. You know, they were certainly there. One read and takeoff kind of guy, but hey, Aaron Rodgers was kind of that guy coming out of college as well. There's no doubt that he has all the tools physically. It's just learning to play within the Packers system. That's going to be tricky. And especially with the speed of the game, that's what needs development. You know, every great quarterback talks about how that moment when the game slowed down for them. And that's what's going to be the key for Jordan Love, like pretty much any other quarterback making the transition to the NFL. It's being able to take that work you do in the meeting setting, in the classroom, and getting it on its feet, getting on the field, and having it kind of work in your mind in real time and not having to think about it. And right now, if you go back and you look at my tweets from camp last summer, it's so obvious he is thinking a lot. Now, and the other problem, of course, is he doesn't get it, at least last summer, he didn't get a ton of reps. You know, when you're the third quarterback, you got Aaron Rodgers taking five or six, you got Tim Boyle taking two or three, you get maybe one, maybe if you're real lucky, two. But even in those two, one of them's a handoff. You know, so it's hard. That's why they got to, you know, up the quotient, so to speak, of getting him on the field. And the sooner the better, the more reps, the better, the more preseason action he gets, the better. Because he needs to log those reps. He needs to get that timing in his body. And the sooner he is able to let the thinking go and just play within the system and play without having to, you know, without worrying, well, what's the read here? What's the adjustment? That's all the stuff that needs to happen. And the only way it does is if you're on the football field playing it. I know it's not sexy, but O-line and D-line is the need. Cornerback in day three. Yes and no, Brian. I mean, look, you need corners to play in the NFL today. You need talented guys. I mean, don't look no further than the NFC Championship game when, you know, the Bucs drive right down the field in that opening drive picking on Jaden Sullivan because they knew where the weak link was. You know, you need at least three guys. And right now, I would think the Packers, yes, they brought back Kevin King, but who is that interior guy? Are you rolling Chandon back out there? I don't know, man. That corner is a pretty damn important spot. Now, to your end about offensive and defensive line, I agree in the sense that you want to dominate up front. I just got off the radio talking about this. You know, the Bucs, they dominated up front. They had an awesome offensive line, And on defense, they had Vita Vey and Ndamukong Suh destroying the middle, and they had those awesome edge rushers. They dominated up front. That's what I want the Packers to do. So, yes, very much agreed. I think offensive and defensive line, for me, particularly defensive line, because they need to get Kenny some fucking help. Very much agree with that assessment. William, thanks for the super chat. I feel like any cornerback or safety we draft are in good hands with Jerry Gray. Very much agree with that, William. Very good coach. I think he's shown that over the first 2 years here in Green Bay. Does Love take every snap in the preseason games? I don't know about every snap, Stephen, but he's going to take a bulk of them. No question about that. They got to get. I asked Brian almost that exact question last time we got to talk to Gutekunst, because, look, you're taking away a preseason game this year. You know, you don't have the four that you usually had. Now you've got three. I think you're just going to see a ton of him on family night and a ton of him in the preseason. You have to. Was QB2 ever an actual competition last season, or was it used as pure redshirt year? Oh, it was not a competition whatsoever. No, it was absolutely a redshirt year. And I think they did that on purpose. They knew when they drafted him that it was a good chance that he would just not be active all year, that Boyle was going to be the backup, especially once the stuff of the pandemic hit. You know, they drafted him after things were shut down. You know, I don't think there was any doubt that when they drafted him that they did not plan on him having much of a chance in a competition, so to speak. But now it's been handed to him. Now he's got to put up. Robin, thanks for the super chat. You seem energetic. Where does that ruminate from? Ooh, Robin, well played. Oh no, I forgot Carol's word for this week. Did she give me one? Oh, I think she's got to give me one. Christian Barmore, please. I'd be down with that. Nothing wrong with that. Can't wait to see Love in action. I know, Tony, right? I mean, we saw a little bit last summer, but obviously the wider kind of pantheon of Packers fans have not seen him throwing footballs in a Packers uniform in a, you know, even a scrimmage setting, just because, you know, we weren't allowed to stream, obviously, anything from practice, and he hasn't done anything that's been on television. So, yeah, he's got the tools. Like I said, you can see it. It's all there. Physicality, you know, being able to throw the football, that's all there. It's just a question of learning to play within this system at that speed. Uncultured Barbarians here. What's up, man? When is family night? John, there's no official word yet. They haven't. We won't get any kind of schedule for camp and all that stuff until after the draft. Hopefully sooner rather than later, though. You didn't even ask Brian an actual question. All you do is profess your love for him and Matt. Well played. Do you think they get a QB after the draft so they can have three quarterbacks on a team? Got a camp arm. Aaron, I do suspect they will get a third quarterback, probably an undrafted guy. Maybe they draft a guy in the late day three. But, yeah, I'd be surprised if they went to camp with just two quarterbacks. You can't really survive that way. Is there a trait/skill that Jordan Love could be better at than A-Rod? Whoo, baby, that's the third rail right there, isn't it? You're going to cut this up, put it on the internet? No, thank you, sir. I see your tricks. No, I'm kidding. Nothing that leaps to mind. Aaron is so fucking good at everything. You know, it's hard to say. I mean, the one thing I would think would be the tendency to throw over the middle, but I don't know about Jordan Love's tendencies in the NFL because he hasn't really played at all. Yeah, physically, there ain't much, dude. Aaron is a god among men. I mean, yes, he's older now. He's not what he was physically, but he's still amazing. Will I be at training camp this year? Does the Pope wear a funny hat? You better believe it. If the Packers take an offensive... Oh, wait, it just disappeared there on me. If the Packers take an offensive lineman in the first round, should Yosh Nyman demand a trade? Yes, he should sit out. Withhold services, no doubt about it. Andrew, thank you for the super chat. We get number 14. Rodgers has another MVP, but we move on from him. Dylan hits. DeGuara hits, but Love can't make the jump. Is Brian out of a job? What about Matt LaFleur? Pappies. Dude, I don't know. If aliens come down and blow us up, what happens? Who's going to be in charge when we're all living in an underground bunker? You answer that, and then I'll answer this. Dude, there's a billion things going on here. I don't know. They won a Super Bowl, so no, Brian would not be out of a job, no matter what else happens. There, that's my answer. Michael, thanks for the super chat. Have you ever seen Bears fans this defeated? Whew, that's a good question. No, I don't think I can recall Bears fans being this down in the dumps, and I fucking love it. It's pretty, pretty great. Is it weird that I'm excited for the preseason? Not at all, Janelle. I think we're all pretty damn excited to see A, the new toys, but B, specifically Jordan Love. I mean, it's going to be fascinating to watch, I mean, play out, because you know every incompletion is going to be met with like complete dissertations on Twitter and breakdowns from the blogosphere. And oh my gosh, he's not developing. Like, look, if Jordan Love is bad, I mean bad, all summer, that's okay. You know who else was real bad his second summer? Aaron Rodgers. But I know it's coming. I know it's coming. No matter what he does, good or bad, the sweeping proclamations will happen. Can't wait. Uncultured, thanks for the super chat. Along with the Yosh with the most segment at camp, can we also get words of wisdom from the quad father? Pappies. Culture, you're just throwing out gold here. You got like segment ideas coming out your pores. If Love fails, will Brian get fired? Possibly. Who knows? Only one who can answer that is Mark Murphy. There's a good chance, though. No doubt about it. Porkmaster, we need to draft another quarterback round one. Just imagine the tears. Oh, man, why you want to watch the world burn? Packers players sit out OTAs. They credit $5.1 million for next year's cap. Let them stay home. I don't think that's going to happen. I know a lot of people are talking about like this idea that, you know, with all these other teams are already talking about or have released statements about sitting out. Man, you're Za'Darius Smith. You're really just passing up $750,000? Really? I don't know, man. We'll see. Will fans be able to watch camp and spring training this summer? I doubt anything in the spring, but camp, I think there's a good chance, yes. I think training camp will, if not be open per usual, I think there will be some sort of public availability. That's just guesswork on my part. The Packers have said absolutely nothing, but if I had to guess, yes, there will be some kind of public ability to watch some practice. Bakhtiari ACL timetable has me worried. Is wanting a day one or two tackle an overreaction on my part? No. And even if Bakhtiari was completely healthy, I think offensive tackle would be in play. Don't forget, Billy Turner's entering the last year of his deal. You know, I think it makes a lot of sense to get out in front of tackle, get somebody young that you can groom for that right tackle spot, to take over. I don't think there's any question that tackle will be on the table. Even, like I said, even if Bakhtiari was completely healthy. Uncultured. I'm a creative guy, no doubt about it. Joan, good morning again. Evan Siegel takes OTA pictures and it's just Za'Darius Smith. Now it'll be Aaron Rodgers too, although Aaron probably doesn't need the money, but you know, $500,000. That's nothing to sneeze at. Is Brett Favre overrated? Look, I know we're all down on Brett Favre because he keeps saying idiotic things in public about all manner of, whatever topics are being brought to him, you know, usually about stuff going around the sports world. And he says something dumb and we all go, oh, Brett. But make no mistake, Brett Favre was a god among men on the football field. He didn't win 3 MVPs in a row because he sucked. Brett Favre was fucking awesome. And that's all you need to know, kid. Brett Favre, overrated. As a player? Are you high on crack? Stop hitting the pipe when you wake up. Lord. Brett Favre. None of this exists without Brett Favre. None of it. The Packers are probably either folded or moved to Milwaukee or moved someplace else if Brett Favre doesn't come along. Brett Favre made all of this possible. The expansion of Lambeau, 20 years of winning. None of it happens without Brett Favre. Brett Favre overrated? Come on, people. Be better. My goodness. That just put me off my Cheerios. Tulio, thank you for the super chat. Hey, Nags, how you doing, my friend? Go Pack Go from Brazil. What's up? Hope Brazil is treating you well. Morning from New York City. Sean, thank you for the super chat. You have asked Coach in the past about this, but and he tends to agree with you. Do you think we'll have more tempo and hurry-up offense in year three? I don't know if he agrees with me. I don't think he does because he clearly hasn't implemented it. They did a little bit of it in the playoffs, which I was happy to see, but I think a lot of it comes down to Aaron Rodgers and Aaron wanting to use all that time to get a lay of the land and make adjustments, etc. You know, they very rarely really pump up the tempo. I would love them to, but I just don't think that's in the cards with Rodgers at quarterback. And that's not a criticism. I get it. You know, and I did actually ask him about that halfway through last season about, you know, are you kind of at the mercy of the fact that you have a quarterback who's so good pre-snap that you don't really need to pump up the tempo because he's doing everything at the line of scrimmage, which I totally get. But yeah, I would love it if they would kind of unleash it more often. I think it could be a real weapon for them. Brett is amazing, but clearly stupid shit comes out of his mouth. Joan, that is well stated. That is pretty much perfect. Correction, Ron Wolf is the reason why we're still in Green Bay, not Brett. Without Brett, none of it happens. Ron Wolf made the move. Yes, correct. But without Brett playing, and Ron Wolf himself has said this. Kids, come on now. I don't have time for history lessons every morning. Jim McMahon, the Bears is where quarterbacks go to die, made my day. Too funny. Oh, John, you best believe that's becoming the Cheesehead TV shirt. 1,000%. Why do you think Green Bay has met with Asante Samuel Jr. 3 times, 2 virtual, 1 pro day? Alex, to completely mess with everybody on the internet. No question about it. Don't forget, they never met once with Jaire Alexander. And that's when they could actually meet with people. Meetings don't mean a whole hell of a lot. People like to track it. I totally get it. But they aren't worth the pixels that they're printed on your computer screen. Now, maybe they end up selecting him. It's not going to be because they met with him 3 times. Just keep that in the back of your mind. Are we going to get into the chicken and the egg debate? Nope. No, we are not. Walter, thanks for the super chat. I hope the tight end room makes a jump. A lot been invested there. Yeah, they need Sternberger to come along. No question about it. Now, look, though, they were patient with Rob Tonyan, and he played off. It's not like he hit the ground running. You know, I think Sternberger will as well. DeGuara obviously got injured. So, yeah, I think these guys, they do need to get more out of them, but there's a reason they haven't. You know, it's not like they've been playing 16 games and not delivering or not developing. They've been hurt. You know, they've been dealing with injuries and COVID. So they were patient with Tonyan. I think they'll be patient with Sternberger, and I think they'll be that patience will pay off, and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch, no doubt about it. Andy, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Aaron, what are your thoughts on Green Bay taking wide receiver Sage Surt? I think he would fit in the LaFleur scheme. I guess it all depends on value, right? I think, yes, I agree with you. I think he'd be a nice fit. I just don't know where you take him. You know, I've seen kind of estimations all over the map, and that's up to Brian, obviously. And value, once he's in the green and gold, I think he'll be a fine player. I'm just not sure where he would slot in, value-wise. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. The only development this offseason that matters is that Tom Grossi looks exactly like the lead singer of Viagra Boys. Google it. Euchre season. There's a lot going on there, Nathan. A lot going on. I'm gonna have to get to the root of that. Bethany, the Oren Burks trial is horrible. Is he on trial? I'm confused. Karsten, you live on Facebook? I hope so. You just typed "you live on Facebook while I'm live. So I think so. I hope so. I got the check mark says I'm live on Facebook. So hi, Facebook. How you doing? Hope you guys are well. Nags, I love it when you give them hell. I just, you know, I'm not trying to give anybody hell. It's just, come on, people. This has been adjudicated. This has been written. Look, just read Cliff Crystal. Cliff is like, put it down. I hope he puts it in his book, too, that's going to come out covering the 100 years. In the 100 years of the Green Bay Packers, Cliff Crystal has Brett Favre as the most important player ever. I don't know, man. I just don't know. I have faith in Josiah DeGuara. I do too, Kurt. I love the little bit we got to see last year before he got hurt. I'm down for it, man. I can't wait. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. Right after this super chat, Andy, Christian Barmore at 29. Yes, if available. Very much agreed. I don't think he'll be available, but I'm down with that pick. All right, everybody, got to get going. Can't thank you enough. Please join me for trivia today, 5 p.m. Eastern, right here on the YouTube channel. It's live. It's a lot of fun. Big B, got to come up with some redemption today. Seriously, though, please join us. 5 p.m. It's a lot of fun. It's fast. It's fun. We don't take it too seriously. It's a good time. Just answering 10 questions about the Packers as quickly as you can. That's all you need to do. And, you know, like I said, a little competition. Good time. What the hell else? We got 2 weeks until the draft, people. What else are you going to do? Thank you so much for supporting Cheesehead TV, just hanging out here every day, Monday through Friday. It's what we do. We talk Packers. We talk some shit. It's a good time. Please, please, please hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. See you at Trivia. Go Pack Up.